And expressed to Israel what it called its profound concern about the new attacks. A defiant Israeli Prime Minister Begin said nobody is going to bring Israel to its knees. Begin's pronouncement came in response to reports that both the United States and the United Nations are considering the imposition of sanctions against the Israelis. An attempt by the top UN diplomat to play mediator has failed, at least for the time being. At the UN, Richard C. Hodlett has a report.
Secretary General Perez de Cuellar says he has given up the intention of flying to Jerusalem immediately to plead with Prime Minister Begin for a ceasefire in Lebanon and cooperation in deployment of UN observers in Beirut because, he says, Begin posed an unacceptable condition. Perez de Cuellar, who is now in Vienna, says he today sent an appeal to Begin through UN and diplomatic channels. In the appeal, he said he was prepared to go immediately to Israel and Lebanon to discuss the matter with all parties concerned. This evening, Begin replied that the government of Israel would welcome his visit if there were not a parallel visit to the PLO's chairman, Yasser Arafat. The Secretary General says he did not find that position acceptable since he feels it his duty to meet with all the parties involved in the hostilities. Richard C. Huttle at CBS News, United Nations.
Smooth ride, lots of miles, and big sale. They're all at Sears. Plus, now, 40% off Road Handler steel-belted radios. Sears Best Highway Radio at our biggest savings ever, plus federal excise tax. Save $5 on our heavy-duty radio-tuned shocks, only $9.99 each. And save $15 on air-adjustable shocks, installation extra. At Sears Tire and Auto Centers, we install confidence. You can count on Sears.
Mom, where have you been?
Oh, sitting in a traffic jam for an hour.
Oh, and from the way you're bent over,
you've got a nagging backache, right?
Right.
Here, let me help you into the house.
Then I'll go get some Doane's pills.
Oh, thanks, dear.
Good advice. Doane's pills for temporary relief of simple backache pain due to overexertion, stress, or strain. Use only as directed.
You're walking around pretty spry tonight, Mom.
Well, that's nothing to be surprised about. I took Doane's pills, remember?
By a vote of 69-31, the Senate today passed a proposed constitutional amendment to require a balanced federal budget. The measure is strongly backed by President Reagan, who urged the House to approve it also. House Speaker O'Neill said opposition to the amendment is building in the House. Civil rights activist Jesse Jackson today called on blacks to boycott corporations that fail to do enough for blacks. A report from Jake Jacobs of Station KNX in Los Angeles.
Jackson called for what he termed reciprocity in trade, not generosity in aid. He says black America must boycott the boycotters, those American corporations which for years have systematically excluded black Americans. Jackson says the demand is not for jobs, but for economic development of the black community. Jackson says American corporations must use the same formula with black America as it uses with underdeveloped nations.
When these American corporations go to Nigeria, Mexico, or any developing nation, they cannot just take jobs. They must share ownership and share wealth. There must be a commitment to a short-range, medium and long-range plan.
Jackson says it is not enough to have affirmative action on the demand side, jobs and consumer protection, but affirmative action on the supply side, a share of ownership, wealth, and control. Jake Jacobs for CBS News, Los Angeles.
The Food and Drug Administration said today Eli Lilly and Company has agreed to withdraw its arthritis drug Oraflex from the U.S. market. The announcement came just hours after Britain said it's suspending the sale of Oraflex while it reviews data on deaths suspected to be linked to the drug. Now this.
The White House promise to deliver national prosperity has failed to come true. According to a recent article in the Wall Street Journal, the Reagan administration is reviewing possible changes in its economic tactics, and the flat-rate personal income tax plan is just one item being considered. So have a pencil ready for an important offer from the Journal that can help keep you informed of everything happening anywhere in business that could affect your future and your company's future. Other journal articles revealed how timesharing in a vacation home could leave you out in the cold, what the working woman wants to buy with her paycheck, and how competition for minimum wage work is heating up. The Wall Street Journal. It's all the business news you need when you need it. Right now, you can get 6 months of the Journal for $47, just 37 cents a day. That's $47 for 6 months of the Journal, just 37 cents a day. So if you're serious about business, put the Wall Street Journal to work for you. Call toll-free in the continental U.S., 800-228-6600. That's 800-228-6600, except in Nebraska. You'll be billed later.
Foreign cars took an unusually large share of the market, and the domestic automakers report their sales were down almost 7% in the final 10 days of July. This was the first anniversary of Reaganomics, but Democrats were protesting, not celebrating. They organized a 4 a.m. protest, leading some 200 unemployed steel and auto workers to a White House protest they called Wake Up, Mr. President. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
Hi, this is Larry King inviting you to join me tonight for Mutual's All Night Live Coast to Coast Larry King Show. My special guest this evening, one of America's most popular columnists, the one and only Heloise, the lady with all those answers to all those incredible little sticky day-in, day-out problems. Find out about it tonight with open phones here on this Mutual radio station.
Larry King follows news from CBS at midnight right here on KQV.
This cute new hygienist who cleaned my teeth told me in no uncertain terms how badly stained my teeth were from tobacco. Well, I was thinking about asking her out, but after that, I was just too embarrassed.
Opal Smoker's Tooth Polish, a special combination of polishing agents and a rich foaming cleaner formulated to help remove ugly yellow tobacco stains. Extensive laboratory research has proven Topol gentle enough to be used instead of regular toothpaste.
Since I've been using Topol, the tobacco stains just don't build up.
Topol, fluoride in the red package, mint flavor in the blue.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Welcome. Come in. I'm Tammy Grimes. Life, says Mr. David McCord, is the garment we continually alter, but which never seems to fit. Perhaps, then, the lesson we should learn from this is both clear and simple. Instead of trying to alter the garment, we might do better to try to change ourselves. But hasn't it always been easier to let out the waistline than to go on a diet?
What is he looking for?
His girlfriend. His red-headed girlfriend.
Does he know where she is?
No.
Does anyone else know?
Sure. Practically everyone else.
Well, where is she?
She's dead.
Hasn't anyone told him?
Everybody's told him. He just won't believe it.
Maybe he knows something we don't.
Our mystery drama, Redhead, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Fred Gwynn. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
It was just a habit I got into. Whenever I laughed, I kind of covered my mouth with my hand like this, you know? One day, it dawned on me that I was doing this because I was embarrassed by my teeth. They were really yellow from smoking.
Topol Smoker's Tooth Polish, a special combination of polishing agents and a rich foaming cleaner, formulated to help remove ugly yellow tobacco stains. Topol is gentle enough to be used instead of regular toothpaste.
My teeth are nice and bright again.
Topol, mint flavor in the blue package, fluoride in the red.
Mr. Gardner, those old newspapers are too heavy for you to lift.
My back just told me the same thing, Sally.
Now, you just sit there. I think my dad has some Doane's pills in the house.
Doane's pills? Just what this nagging backache needs.
Good advice. Doane's pills for temporary relief of simple backache pain due to overexertion, stress, or strain. Use only as directed.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Gardner. How's your back tonight?
My back's doing just fine. Thanks to you and those Doane's pills.
This is Lena Horne. Before I began my volunteer work for the American Cancer Society, I didn't know too much about what the society actually does to help people. I knew that the rates of blacks getting cancer are higher than among whites, and the cancer death rates are higher too. But it was only when someone who means a lot to me got cancer that I learned how much even information alone can mean to a family when the disease strikes. When you don't know where to turn, help like that is a real blessing. Of course, we have other services and rehabilitation programs available for everyone. I must say, when I learned about all this, I was very proud of my organization. That's why I'm asking you to be generous when you support our research, education, and service and rehabilitation work. Remember, it's your American Cancer Society, too.
Get themselves killed for a variety of reasons, or perhaps for a variety of no reasons. Our story begins with the plans for the evening of a Miss Maddie Wilton. Miss Wilton is 26 years old. She is a secretary. She would love to have her own apartment, but rents being what they are, she lives with her widower father. Maddie Wilton is going to be murdered tonight. Do you know why?
I dyed my hair. Yeah, I finally went and did it, Ellie. Well, I thought it would be a light red, but it turns out to be kind of auburn. I sort of like it. Okay, so you tell me. Where should we go? So how about that place, Harrigan's? Well, let's give it a whirl. About 10:30. Teens. Well, we may run into some cowboys. Although, with our luck, they'll probably be rustlers. Yeah, I'll meet you there.
No.
No? What do you mean no?
I only discharge passengers at a bus stop.
I rang the bell at a bus stop.
You rang the bell as we were passing through the bus stop.
Well, can't you stop now?
No, I cannot stop now.
Why not?
Because it's against the law.
Well, where are you going to let me off?
At the next designated legal stop.
Which is where?
18.
Listen, I just happen to be in a hurry.
You're probably in a hurry to get to that gin mill on 12th. Halligan's. Don't worry, they won't run out of booze.
Hey, why don't you watch where you're going?
Look, I know where I'm going. You know where you're going. And here we are, 18th.
You mean I have to walk all the way back to 12th?
It's a nice night. A little walk won't kill you.
Thank you very much. That's love.
Red.
Huh? What? What?
It's me, Red. It's me.
Who are you?
It's me, Joey.
Huh?
I've been looking all over for you, Red.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What do you mean you're sorry?
Well, you must have me confused with somebody else.
Oh, no, don't say I'm confused. I don't like it.
Okay, so you're not confused. You just mistaken.
Everybody says I'm confused. I know what I'm doing. Where are you going? You're not going to walk out of me again,
Look,
Red.
Would you please excuse me?
Look,
huh?
Red, you don't know how much I love you.
Hey, look, please.
I need you, Red. I swear to you, I need you. Red, please, don't leave me again.
Hey!
Red!
Hey, let me go!
Look, Red, I just want to talk to you.
You let me go or I'll scream.
No, don't do that.
Help!
No, don't do that. I only want to talk to you. I don't want to hurt you. Why are you fighting me all the time? You make me so mad. You make me so mad. I could kill you with my bare hands.
Alice, you want to pour me some more of that coffee?
It's your third cup, Harry.
So what? It's my only vice. Hey. Hmm. Hey, will you look at this?
What?
Heavyweight championship bout set.
Look, I'm only going to give you half a cup.
Can you believe a thing like this? Gee, these two ham donies.
What's a ham donie?
Some mug, some thick-headed pug.
Oh, I get the idea.
They're each going to get 10 million. A piece.
Hey, don't put sugar in it.
I hung up the gloves too soon.
Well, you hung them up just in time.
You hear how the cash register bells are ringing these days.
Oh, what's the good if you wind up hearing the ringing in your head, huh?
Hey, maybe I can come back for just one more.
Are you crazy? You're 45.
These punks today, what do they know? Bunch of headhunters, that's all. They couldn't lay a glove on me.
It's gone, Harry. Gone. The wind is gone. The speed is gone. The punch is gone.
No, the punch, that's still here. But the rest of it,
Oh, if I could have just one more good payday.
You've got it, Harry. I don't care how much they make. Look how many of them are like you. After 23 years in the ring, you can see straight, think straight, you can hear straight, you can talk and walk straight.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Now what?
Is he still fighting?
Who?
Joey Malloy.
Who's Joey Malloy?
You remember Cannonball Joey. I fought him 22 years ago. My first bout as a pro. I knocked him out in the third.
And he's still in the ring? You're lucky, Harry. Oh, you got a good job driving the bus, and with what we were able to salt away, I mean, just the two of us, no kids.
Yeah. No kids. What's in the front part of the paper?
There was a murder last night.
So what else is new?
These girls who've been getting killed. This is the fourth one.
Yeah, well, I don't have to read about that.
You know what ties them all together? Each one of them had red hair. And each killing was on a Friday night.
Some nut.
Oh, look at her picture. Oh, she's so beautiful. It could break your heart.
Maybe. Maybe if I started working out again.
You know, Harry, if Mary had only... You know, I believe she'd have grown up to look just like this girl, this Madeleine Wilton.
Yeah?
Look.
No, I don't want to look.
Oh, Mr. Otis Saltz, who lives at the corner of Van Buren and 17th, he thinks he heard the bus stop at about 10:45.
I'd like to run into Cannonball Joey Malloy again.
And very soon after that, he's sure he heard a woman's voice scream for help.
Hey, maybe I could slip him a couple of bucks.
Harry, isn't that about the time that you're driving up Lower Van Buren? Around 10:45? Whereabouts are you on Van Buren, Harry? At what, 18th, 19th, 20th?
What's the difference?
But this girl, Harry, she was found dead on Van Buren and 17th at just about that time.
What girl?
The one who was killed. She could have just gotten off your bus.
Give me that paper.
Harry, what's the matter?
Oh, no.
Harry?
No.
Harry, what is it?
Oh, good Lord.
Harry, look what you did. Harry, where are you going? Harry, tell me.
Homicide, Lieutenant Lauper.
Yeah.
No, not a thing. I know it's the fourth murder in just over a month. Look, you guys are getting mileage out of your Jack the Ripper angles, Jerry. Now, as soon as we get something, we'll slice it up, and all you media types will get a piece. Now, get off my back, will you?
Lieutenant Lauper?
Yes? Who are you?
They said you were in charge of the red-haired lady killings.
So?
I know who killed this one. This Madeleine Wilton.
Yeah?
Who? Me.
Oh. All right, I'll get a stenographer in here. First, I want to read you your rights. You are not required...
Wait a minute. Just a minute. I'm not some nut that runs around confessing the murders.
Well, what are you?
I'm a bus driver. Here's my ID. I work for the city, same as you do. My name is Harry Collins.
Harry Collins?
Yeah.
Why is that name familiar?
Now, last night, this girl...
Why do you look familiar?
The one that got murdered, the latest one, this Madeleine Wilton. She gets on my bus at the Circle. I head up Van Buren, and I let her off at 18th.
Yeah?
And then I drive away.
Well, then how did you kill her?
Because she didn't want to get off at 18th.
Where did she want to get off?
12th.
Why didn't you leave her off at 12th?
Because she didn't pull a bell in time. And I was out of the designated stop. If I let her off at 13th or 14th or 15th, even 16th, she'd still be alive. But no, I made her ride to the next stop, the next legal stop, and that's where he was waiting for her.
You don't know that he was waiting for her?
He was waiting for somebody like her. See, if I'd left her off where she wanted, she'd be alive today.
Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't your fault.
You know what she said to me when she got off? She said, "You mean I have to walk all the way back to 12th?
And then you know what I said? I said, it's a nice knife. A little walk won't kill you. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said. No. Go ahead. Tell me it ain't my fault. Go ahead, tell me. Look, these things happen. What does that mean?
Now I recognize you, Harry Collins, the old fighter.
The old fighter,
yeah. Sure. Many's the time I saw you at St. Ambrose Bowl in the City Arena. You always gave the crowd their money's worth.
Hey, you look great.
Boy, you sure knew when to quit. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you personally, Harry.
Yeah. So what's going to happen now, Lieutenant, to me?
To you?
Well, on account of me, she's dead. Isn't there some way I should have to pay for that?
Look, Harry, all you did was obey the law. Had you stopped on any block other than a designated, any cop could have given you a ticket. Any spotter for the bus line could set you up for a fine.
So she's dead because I obeyed the law. That's crazy.
Look, we're doing everything we can. We generally get guys like this after a while.
Lieutenant, what am I going to do?
Well, first thing, you better go home.
How can I go home?
Life has to go on, Harry.
Yeah.
Now, listen, any time you feel you want to talk to somebody, come on in and we'll shoot the breeze.
If you get close to this guy, you let me know too, huh?
Sure, Harry. Sure.
You want to go out to a movie, Harry?
No, Alice.
You want to watch the TV?
No.
What do you want to do?
Nothing.
You can't just drive your shift and come home and do nothing. Especially now that you're on days.
I'm going to go to sleep.
Harry, it's not your fault.
Yes, it is.
Harry, listen.
Leave me alone, will you? Here we are. 18th Street.
You mean I have to walk all the way back to 12th?
It's a nice night. A little walk won't kill you. A little walk won't kill you.
Harry!
A little walk won't kill
you. Harry, oh. Are you all right? Yeah, Harry, huh? You were tossing around. You woke me up. You all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
You sure?
Yeah. Go back to sleep, Alice. Just, will you? Go back to sleep, huh? Let you off at 18th.
I don't want to get off at 18th.
You have to get off at 18th.
Don't make me get off at 18th.
Why not?
A man's waiting there to kill me.
I can't help that.
Let me off here at 13th, at 14th.
I can't let you off here.
You have to let me off here.
It's not a legal stop.
Please.
I can't let you off. It's not a legal stop.
Harry,
it's not illegal.
Harry, wake up.
I can't.
Harry, wake up.
Oh, yeah.
Harry.
Yeah.
Harry, you got to get hold of yourself.
Yeah, I know.
Look, Harry, you want to see a doctor, huh?
Maybe I should see a priest.
If that'll help.
No, it's no good. I couldn't tell him either.
What couldn't you tell him, Harry?
I couldn't tell him the real reason why I didn't let that girl off at 12th Street.
Oh. And here all along we thought we knew. Obviously we don't. Well, Harry may balk at revealing the real reason to a doctor and even to a priest. But you know he is going to tell it to us just as soon as we return with Act Two.
If squeaky doors, sticky locks, and rusty tools are a problem around your house, True Value Hardware Stores offer a simple solution. Hi, Pat Summerall to tell you WD-40 lubricating oil is the answer to these and many other problems caused by rust and corrosion. Among its many uses, WD-40 will free sticky doors and windows, as well as rusty bicycle chains and wheels. And it's just $1.29 for a 9-ounce can. So look for the familiar blue and yellow can with the bright red cap at participating True Value Hardware Stores and Home Centers.
Hello, I'm Nancy Marchand. When we speak of priorities, there's one that comes first with most of us, the well-being of our families. Unfortunately, millions of families in developing countries know only poverty, hunger, and sickness. You can help them through care. Your contributions will provide the means for survival today and self-support tomorrow. Contribute to care. Box 576, New York 10156, or your local care office.
This is Gene King for your Better Business Bureau. If your idea of summer fun is camping out, whether you sleep in the luxury of a recreational vehicle or rough it on the ground with only the stars above you, there's one piece of gear that's a must, and that's a good sleeping bag. A well-made, lightweight summer bag is a good first choice for novices and for those who aren't planning to do too much cool weather camping. But if you're heading for the mountains or planning to take a trip in the spring or fall, a three-season bag will be a better choice. Now, these bags are warmer and more expensive, but they'll keep you comfortable at near-freezing temperatures. But when you go out to shop, compare bags carefully. Make sure to check the quality of the zipper to find out if the bag is easy to roll up and store, if it's the right size for comfort, and if it's constructed so that the filler won't come out. A tip from your Better Business Bureau.
Society in which everyone broke the law all the time would be impossible. But a society in which no one broke the law occasionally would be unbearable. Just as the occasional white lie enhances friendships, so does a little harmless, unimportant wrongdoing make life easier and happier for so many of us. Within reason, of course.
You said you didn't let her off before 18th because there was no designated bus stop. Well...
Yeah. Well, that's what I tell you.
Harry.
And that's what I tell myself now.
Did you mean you had another reason for refusing to stop the bus and let her off?
Yeah.
What reason?
You looked at a picture in the paper. You remember what you said?
I said she was beautiful.
Yeah. How beautiful?
Harry, what are you driving at?
How beautiful did you say she was?
I don't remember.
You remember. You said she was so beautiful, it could break your heart. Well, it broke mine. If Mary had grown up, she'd look just like this. Well, I saw it too, the minute she got out the circle. Suddenly it was our own little Mary. The same pretty face, but on a girl in her 20s, and that red hair, I...
It's all right, Harry.
When she wanted to get off at 12th Street, I knew where she was going. Halligan's. And I just didn't want a daughter of mine to go to a joint like that.
Oh, Harry.
I just didn't want my daughter to go to Halligan's.
Why not? I understand it's just a singles bar. All the young people go to places like that today.
No. Not my daughter. No, she'd have been different. Wouldn't you have wanted her... To be different.
Oh, Harry, listen.
Do you have any idea how I feel?
Yeah, but where do you go from here? Are you going to burn up the rest of your life in useless anger?
Alice, I did something criminal. Stupid. I can't let it rest.
Don't let it rest. Try to make up for it by doing something wise and decent in her memory.
Like what?
Well, like you could help somebody to... Hey, Harry... Harry, the morning we read about it in the paper, so you remember there was this item about that poor punch-drunk pug, that guy Joey?
Malloy.
Yeah, you felt so sorry for him. You wanted to give him $100, did you?
Well, I guess with all this, I just forgot.
Do a good deed, Harry, for her. Give him $100. Give him more, Harry. Help him. The two of you started in the ring together, and look at both of you now. You have so much, Harry. He's got nothing. Do a good deed in the world. Let him be your penance, huh?
Poor Joey Malloy. Yeah. Yeah, I'll find him today. I'll help him all I can. And Alice, maybe I'll be rewarded for it. Huh? Maybe the good Lord will lead me to the killer. Anybody here?
Hey, who are you?
The door was open. Did I wake you up? Oh, yeah. You're Joey Malloy, all right. I recognize you.
You know who I am?
I can't remember.
I'm Harry Collins.
Harry Collins?
Yeah, you and me. We fought at St. Ambrose 22 years ago. We was both up from the amateurs.
Harry Collins. Yeah, now I remember.
Cannonball Joey Malloy.
Yeah, that's the name my manager gave me. Hey, sit down. Come on, sit down. I know this place looks like a dump, but I'm going to move to a new place. Sure, I remember you now. It was the sixth round there at St. Ambrose. I knocked you out in the third, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, sure. But what can I do for you, Harry?
You know, I've been looking for you all these years, Joey.
You have?
You remember right after the fight we went out to celebrate together?
Oh, we did?
Yeah. And I lost all my dough. Somebody stole it off me in the locker room. And you said, hey, let me lend you a C-note. You remember that? Sure you do. And I'll even tell you who was with us. My wife, Alice. You remember her, the blonde?
Oh, and Red was there too then, huh?
Red?
Yeah, my girl. Yeah, she had this red hair, so I called her Red. You remember that, Harry?
Sure. Now I remember. Anyhow, before I forget, you want to take back the C-note? Hmm?
Well, thanks, Harry.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to come see me a week from next Friday night? Chick got me a match at the Grove.
Say, Joey, you and me, we're getting kind of up there. You know what I mean?
When you're fighting again, Harry, I owe you a rematch. You want it?
No. I hung him up, Joey.
You hung? Why? You look in great shape, man. Hey, listen, you want Chick to get you some action?
Yeah, Chick, huh?
He could always get you on a card at Appleton. Or Van Buren, even a Grove, all them places.
All them places. Where can I find Chick?
Oh, she'll be hanging around the gym. You know Teddy's over the 4th Street.
Yeah, Teddy's. Hello, Chick.
Hey, it's Harry Collins.
You trying to kill Joey Malloy?
What's that supposed to mean?
You got no more business in the ring than I have. And I'm in twice as good shape as he is.
Well, you ought to know, Harry. Nobody fights unless he gets an exam by the doctor on a boxing commission.
Some exam. He holds a glass to your mouth, and if you're breathing, you can go on.
I don't write the rules.
No, Chick. You just break them.
Did I ever hold a gun to his head?
No. You held out something worse. You held out a dream, a rosy dream of becoming a champ. I was lucky. I had a wife who was in my corner, all the way. She made me wake up. But who'd he ever have? You.
It's not my fault. You couldn't talk to him. Nobody could. Not even his girl. Not even Red. He wouldn't listen. So she walked out on him 10 years ago. What could I do? Could I leave him all alone in the world? So I'd get him a couple of rounds now and then. At least he can eat.
You're so big-hearted looking after his interests. Tell me, you still take your cut?
Hey, look, I gotta live too, don't I?
Why?
Did you see Joey Malloy today?
Yeah, Alice.
And?
If you ever hear me say anything about trying a comeback, just look me square in the eyes and keep saying, Cannonball Joey Malloy, Cannonball Joey Malloy.
He's that bad, huh?
He looks like he's been hit by a cannonball.
Hey, you want to go to a movie tonight?
Nah, I just want to sit home.
Do what?
Some thinking.
Okay.
What do we know about this thing? First, it happens on Friday night.
Tonight's Friday night.
Yeah.
Can we expect it again?
I don't know. Maybe Friday's just a coincidence.
Still, it doesn't happen any other night.
All the girls who were murdered have had red hair.
And what does that mean?
Could that be a coincidence?
Are you asking me?
There could be something that ties all those girls together.
Like what?
Like anything.
Did they know each other?
Not according to the papers. Or to Lieutenant Laufer. I asked.
What else do we know or don't know?
Well, they all take place, the killings, in different neighborhoods.
So we're no further along, are we?
Alice, I gotta get this guy. There must be something I can do.
pour me another cup of that coffee?
Yeah, sure.
It's my fourth. How come you're not giving me a lip?
It's just that you're so upset, so unhappy. I don't have the heart to...
Yeah. Say, listen, turn on the radio, huh?
I already heard the news.
And?
It didn't happen last night.
You sure?
Well, it would have been on the radio, no?
Yeah. So it didn't happen. Now, I wonder...
About what?
What else didn't happen last night?
What do you mean, what else didn't happen?
Let's say this guy, whoever he is, goes out and kills because certain conditions are there.
Uh-huh.
Well, last night, they weren't there, or not all of them was there.
Like what?
Okay, this isn't it, but like maybe he needs a full moon.
Oh.
Yeah. Take a look at this. Maps.
What?
Where all the murders happened, see?
Uh-huh.
See, this was the last, at Van Buren.
Yeah.
And the one before, at Nostrand. And before that, at Appleton.
Uh-huh.
And before that, see, right here, Grove.
Yeah, okay, so what?
I don't know.
So what good are those maps?
Well, I thought maybe...
You thought maybe what?
I don't know. If only there was a connection between those girls who were killed... But there's no connection with anything in this whole business.
Hey, wait a minute. Maybe there is.
What?
Or maybe it's just a coincidence.
What is?
Those four neighborhoods. Hey, they all got one thing in common. Can you spot it?
No.
See, each one has a fight club.
What?
Yeah, the Van Buren Velodrome, Nostrand Gardens, Appleton Arena, and the Grove. Of course, but it doesn't have to mean anything, but...
Yeah, but maybe it does. The murders all took place on a Friday night.
Uh-huh.
Friday night was fight night.
But last night was Friday night, and there was no murder.
Yeah, but there were no fights scheduled either.
Well, why not?
Because it was Good Friday.
Oh.
All the neighborhood clubs were always dark.
So where does that leave us?
Wait a minute.
Harry, what are you thinking?
I don't know. Right now, I'm not really sure of what I'm thinking. Why is it always a woman?
Maybe he hates women.
And why does she have to have red hair?
Hey, we're building something here that's tied in with prize fighting, aren't we?
Why can't it be a fighter?
A fighter?
Yeah, a big guy.
Uh-huh.
Strong enough to kill somebody with his bare hands.
Well, who could that be?
I'm not sure.
What do you mean, you're not sure? You mean you actually have an idea who it could be?
Forget it. I might have said too much.
And then again, he might not have said enough. We know who the murderer is. That's because we were witnesses to the crime. But our Harry Collins has nothing to go by except, well, he does have quite a bit to go by if you pause to review the evidence. Meanwhile, we shall pause a while and then return for Act 3.
Saturday on CBS TV.
I saw it again.
You mean your monster?
That's right. I took pictures of it.
Burgess Meredith's a science teacher who's excited by his first monster on film. But not everyone's jumping for joy. And what about the two strange characters his favorite students have seen?
It's a Bobby Bankrupt, that's what!
What is the strange monster of Strawberry Cove? A special two-hour Walt Disney, Saturday at 8, 7 Central and Mountain on CBS TV.
That ridiculous story about seeing a monster.
I'm Lorette Rupi, Director of Peace Corps. In 60 countries around the world, Peace Corps volunteers are sharing their skills and knowledge with people who really need them. But we need more volunteers, and we need them now. Volunteers are urgently needed in agriculture, math, science, and biology. Call Peace Corps now for more information. 800-424-8580. It's the toughest job you'll ever love.
A public service message of this station.
And Peace Corps.
Edna? Do you have the key?
Oh,
never mind. We forgot to lock the door.
I'll hang up the coats, Melvin.
Good girl.
Oop. Melvin.
Mm-hmm?
Take a look in the closet.
Edna.
Yes, Melvin.
There's a dog in the closet.
Hiya.
Hi.
Don't worry, it's me, McGruff, the crime dog.
He talks?
Of course. How else could I tell you not to leave your door unlocked?
Oh, you're McGruff, the crime dog.
Edna, you're talking to a dog.
I'll say it again. Lock your windows and doors. Use a timer to turn lights on and off.
Oh.
And tell your neighbors to keep an eye on your house.
Good idea.
By the way, you got a neighborhood watch program?
Neighborhood watch? What's that?
That's where you and your neighbors learn how to protect each other and your neighborhood.
Oh.
But find out more. Write to McGruff, Box 6600, Rockville, Maryland, and help Ruff take a bite out of crime.
Edna, lock the door.
Gotcha.
A message from the Crime Prevention Coalition and the Ad Council.
Love, it has been said, is like a two-edged blade. One edge is joy and the other is despair. One cuts away all the tiresome and mundane things that keep us earthbound and sets us free to soar to the heights. The other edge can pierce the heart, and thus we descend to the depths. Love, what glorious deeds, what desperate crimes are committed in its name.
You're saying it's a fighter, Harry.
I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, but you suspect.
Look, let me figure it out first.
Now where you going?
I have to see a guy. Hey, Harry. What do you want from me now? These last four fights, Chick, he was knocked out in every one, right?
It's a matter of records.
What happened to him after?
After what?
After the fight was over.
What happens after every fight's over? Goes back to the dressing room, showers, gets dressed, and goes home.
How do you know he goes home, Chick?
Where else has he got to go?
How do you know he gets home? He's been knocked out.
Knocked out? He takes his count. He's okay.
He also takes a beating. How do you know he's okay?
I can see he's okay. Hey, there you are, champ. Put in some time on a big bag, huh? I'll go check out some of the other guys.
Hello, Joey.
Huh? It's you, Harry. Hey, you want to wake up with me?
No, Joey, no. No, no. I just thought I'd stop in and say house tricks.
That's great. Just great.
Joey, you want to come over here and sit for a minute?
Yeah, what's up?
Joey, quit, will you? Quit the racket.
What do you mean, quit? Just like that?
Just like that.
You mean now?
This minute.
You know Chick is going to line me up a title shot.
Joey, he's not.
He promised.
For how long has he been promising, huh? How long? 20 years, Joey. In 20 years, you got old.
Huh, now?
It ain't a crime. I got old, too. Old for a fighter, that is. Happens to everybody.
Ain't going to happen to me.
Joey, look around you. Where are you? Do you know where you even are?
Why does everybody try to tell me I don't know where I am? And everybody tries to tell me I'm punchy. I know exactly where I am. I'm in Teddy's gym over to West Ford.
But what's Teddy's gym, Joey? A flea bag, a hangout for has-beens. Joey, hang him up. It's gone. Maybe I can help you find something else.
Can you?
Sure. Where I work.
What do you do?
I drive a bus.
Oh. I don't think I could do that.
Well, you could start in with something light, like watchman.
Watchman? What could it pay?
More money than you get in the ring. And nobody to beat your brains out, huh? What do you say?
It don't sound too bad.
Good. Let's go.
Where?
Over to the garage. I'll talk to the foreman. Come on, come on. Get dressed.
Well, I can't go now.
Why not?
I got to work some more on the bag.
Joey, no more. That's over.
No, but I got to get into shape for Friday.
Friday?
Yeah, Chick got me a sixth round at Nossman Gardens.
Say, Joey, tell me, this past month or so, where have you been going after the fights?
Where?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you go looking for Red?
For Red? Why would I want to go looking for Red? She died.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How?
She walked out on me. And she ran off with some guy. And she got herself killed in an auto accident.
Oh.
She didn't have no faith in me, you know.
So what would I want with a dame that didn't have no faith in me? Hey, you want to come see me fight Friday?
No.
Why not?
Because I think you ought to hang him up.
Ah, come on. You're just jealous because you can't fight no more. You got old and I didn't.
If that's the way you want to take it, Joey.
Listen, Harry. Listen to me. Come to the fight Friday and watch me, okay? And after, if you say to me, Joey, retire, then that's what I'm going to do. Is it a deal?
It's a deal.
Hello, Harry.
Hey, Lieutenant. How you doing?
I called your dispatcher, Harry, and he told me you'd be here along about now. I want to talk to you.
You mean you found something?
Maybe. But I need your help.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Harry, do you know what Monsell's solution is?
Sure. Cut man will use it on a fighter to stop bleeding, especially around the eyes.
That's right. What else do you know about it?
41st. Let him off, please. Lady, put the fare in the box. What else do I know about Monsell's solution? I know it's illegal.
That's right.
You can blind a guy. The commission finds a manager or a second that uses it, they'll set him down for life.
We think we got a clue, Harry.
Yeah? What?
This. See this? What's it look like?
Looks like a little piece of plaster.
Plaster that you'd stick on a cut.
Many of the times I wore a piece of that after a fight.
This dead girl, Madeline Wilton. It was found in her hand.
46th. Who's getting off? Step down.
Now, we figure she tried to fight the guy off. She must have clawed at his face, caught at this thing, and it came off under her nails.
Yeah?
Now, at the lab, they found some pieces of hair from an eyebrow.
I can tell you about getting hit there. That's why I quit.
Further tests showed traces of Monsell's solution.
Sure. They put it on to stop the bleeding, so the referee won't stop the fight. Does the poor guy risk going blind? What do they care?
Well, where does this take us, Harry? These girls were actually beaten to death. A fighter?
Yeah, maybe.
Kind of a down-and-out fighter, maybe? Kind of boxer that would have an unscrupulous manager? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I guess it does.
Well, we're asking around, trying to get a line on that kind of a guy. I figured I'd talk to you. Who would you suspect?
Who would I suspect?
Yeah.
Lieutenant, I've been away from it for a couple of years now. A couple? Exactly six. There have been a lot of changes.
Anyone come to mind, Harry?
Well, look, let me make the rounds, talk to a couple of guys.
All right, would you do that? You know how it is in this racket. Nobody likes to talk to a cop. You could really help us, Harry.
You ready to go, Harry? I told my sister we'd be there for dessert.
Listen, Alice, why don't you go downstairs without me?
Oh, but you said you wanted to play cards.
Alice, I got this headache. I'm just going to lie down and have a nap.
Sure. And as soon as I'm out the door, you'll get up and you'll head for the fights at Nostrand Gardens. No, I think I'll go with you.
Alice, I would rather you didn't.
Why?
Because you hate the fights. Especially the kind that got there tonight.
Well, no more than you do. Harry, are you looking for him?
Looking for who?
Do you know who he is? Tell me.
I'm not sure.
But you got an idea.
Yeah.
Then tell the police.
I can't.
Why not?
Because I could be wrong.
Well, then there's no harm done.
Yeah, plenty of harm. They could nail him for it.
But if he's innocent?
There's too much going against him.
Yeah, but still, if he's innocent...
Alice, he could never prove he's innocent. Not even to himself.
So what can you do?
I want to give him a chance to prove it to me. One way or another. Innocent or guilty. You okay?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm all right.
Joey, who am I?
You're Harry Collins. You knocked me out.
Joey.
Oh, it's nice of you to come by, Harry.
Joey, that was 23 years ago.
You sure got some punch, boy. You know something?
Joey, I want you to come with me tonight.
I can't punch like you, Harry. I ought to quit this racket.
Yeah, you sure better.
I ought to get out now while I'm still young. I mean, I'm only 22.
Joey, let me help you get dressed.
First, I got to take a shower.
Joey, we got no time for that.
Oh, you wait till I tell Red that I'm quitting.
Hey, you better tell Chick you're quitting.
Huh? Oh, listen, will you do that for me, Harry?
Sure.
Because I can't talk to Chick. I'm a little scared of him.
Sure. Okay, here. Now your shoes. Scared of Chick, why?
He'd talk me out of it. He could make me do anything. I don't even want to see him. Will you take care of it for me, Harry?
Sure. Look, I'll be back in a couple of minutes. You just sit here. Wait for me. Don't go anywhere. You hear?
Yeah, sure.
Chick, I'm going to take him to the doctor.
He's already seen the doctor.
Who, that quack? Yes, your name and what day it is.
So what do you want, Harry?
I'm going to go get my car and bring it around the side. Stay by this door and see that he don't leave. You understand?
Okay. What are you getting so excited?
Alice, what are you doing here?
I can't trust you out by yourself at night.
Okay. Then make yourself useful, huh? Drive around to the back entrance. I'll be out with him in a minute. Joey! Hey, Chick! I told you to keep an eye on him. Where is he?
How do I know where he is?
You mean you let him go out alone?
What's it to you?
I don't think you take enough of a cut from Joey. So here's one from me. He's gone.
Where?
He can't be too far. Let's go to the corner, then around the block. Then we'll try two blocks. We gotta find him. He's looking for Red.
Who's Red?
His wife. She's been dead 10 years.
But then why does he keep looking for her?
He wants to tell her he'll quit the ring if she'll come back to him.
Oh, but if he knows she's dead.
After he takes a bad beating, he goes back to when he was young and when he had his redhead. And now he's looking for her.
And that's why they all had red hair, all those girls, huh?
Yeah. We better find him before he runs across another one. Well, before the cops get him. And they're close, Alice. I think they're onto him.
Well, then why don't we let him...
Because he'll put up a fight, and they'll have to kill him. Maybe I can bring him in alive. Alice, the end of the block. Look.
Red, I love you, Red. Just come back to me. You can't leave me, Red.
Joey.
I won't let you run away from me again.
Joey, let go of her. Joey, it's me, Harry.
Harry?
It's me, Harry. You and Red and me and Alice, we're supposed to go out after the fight.
We were?
Yeah, sure. I guess Red ain't feeling too well. She's going to faint.
Oh, well, let me hold her.
Let's get Alice to help her into the car. Okay, Alice?
Yeah, sure.
You think she'll be okay?
Yeah, sure, Joey. She'll be fine.
Oh, ain't she beautiful, Harry? Did you ever see red hair like that in all your life?
Yeah.
Hey, there's cops coming this way. What's that all about?
They want to talk to you.
They want to talk to me? Why? Nobody ever talks to me, Harry. They talk to my manager. Where's my manager? Harry, would you be my manager?
Yeah, sure, Joey. I'll be your manager. From now on, let me manage.
And he did. Of course, there was very little to manage, ring-wise, that is. But Harry saw him through the trial where the verdict was guilty due to insanity. And he visits Joey regularly in the sanitarium where society endeavors to correct its mistakes. Of course, there's no hope for Joey. It's all too far gone. And so I suppose we can say that the punishment fits the crime. Except, of course, that Joey wasn't the only criminal. I shall return shortly.
If you'd like to take advantage of the current high interest rates in today's money market, but want your money available when you need it, take a moment now to call this toll-free number, 800-228-5000. Ask the operator to send you information on Dreyfus Liquid Assets. Find out just how much income growth you can get from one of the world's largest money market mutual funds. With Dreyfus Liquid Assets, you have the advantage of making withdrawals by phone or paying larger bills with free redemption checks and continue earning high yields compounded daily till your check clears. You can put money in or take it out anytime with never sales charge or penalty. But call now, 800-228-5000 for free information and a prospectus, including management fee charges and expenses. 800-228-5000. Study the prospectus carefully before you invest and learn how Dreyfus Liquid Assets can help you get the lion's share from today's high interest rates. 800-228-5000. Toll free, 800-228-5000.
They end up that way, so many of those boxes. They don't know when to quit. Actually, the majority of them should never have begun. It's called the sweet science, and it can be as sweet and delightful as a ballet when it is practiced by the true scientist of the art. But you ask any promoter, and he'll tell you, that kind of stuff puts the customers to sleep. What they want to see is blood. Is he right? Our cast included Fred Gwynne, Carol Tytel, and Mandel Kramer. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now a preview of our next tale.
We never got as far as the southern bank. Of the 1,500 with me on the chained rafts, 1,000 were blown out of the water. 500 were shot as they tried to swim to shore, and the rest of us were rounded up and taken to Andersonville. It was in that action that my leg got shot up.
Well, that's never been told.
Well, there's only one man to blame, Will, and that's Cutler. He was responsible. When you're locked up and you see 500 men dying of scurvy, no food worth eating, mush for days, weeks, months...
I understood it was pretty fierce.
You don't know the half of it, Will. My men, the best men in the world, dead and dying all around me. Because one man gives an order against all common logic and common sense, he orders 1,500 floating sitting ducks to their death.
This is Tammy Grimes inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
What does T-S-O-G spell? That's right, T-S-O-G. Give up? Well, T-S-O-G is how a kid with a learning disability may see S-T-O-P, the word stop. Because often these kids see letters and numbers reversed or in the wrong order. No wonder so many of them hate school. I'm Pete Axthelm for the Foundation for Children with Learning Disabilities. It's estimated that 1 out of every 10 children in school has a learning disability. Otherwise, they're normal, bright kids. But if parents and teachers don't recognize the problem, every word can become a stumbling block, every day at school a disappointment. You probably know a kid who has a learning disability. Help him get special teaching so he can overcome the problem and grow up the bright kid he really is. For information, write to the Foundation for Children with Learning Disabilities, Box 2929, Grand Central Station, New York, New York, 10163. And write soon. After all, if you saw TSOG when everyone else saw a stop, you'd probably hate school too.
79 degrees, our current temperature reading downtown, 77 degrees out at International Airport. Forecast for overnight, humid with a 30% chance of thunderstorms after midnight, and a low temperature near 68 degrees. For tomorrow, humid with a 40% chance of thundershowers and a daytime high temperature between 80 and 85 degrees. Once again, 79 degrees, our current temperature reading downtown. Let's go to CBS News for an update now. Good evening, it's 10 p.m. on KQV. Pittsburgh.
CBS News, this is Rob Armstrong. An uneasy stillness is reported in the pre-dawn darkness of Beirut, Lebanon, after a day of heavy shelling, artillery fire, and Israeli air raids. The violence began about 24 hours ago and lasted until after sundown Beirut time. An Israeli volley knocked out telephone communication with West Beirut. Steve Patton filed this report from the eastern sector of the city.
Israeli spokesman said their side had advanced some 500 yards into the west at the important museum crossing point along the Green Line, the boundary between East and West Beirut. They said Israeli forces had also advanced from the south near the airport, surrounding a Palestinian stronghold on the Mediterranean coast. Israeli jets flew into action this afternoon, bombing West Beirut and targets south of the city. The spokesman said they had attacked today to neutralize sniper positions and give their troops better positions. But most people here viewed Israel's latest push against the Palestinians as one more attempt to bring pressure on the besieged guerrillas. Still another message to Palestinians in West Beirut, they must leave Lebanon. And perhaps more importantly, a message to the United States and other countries increasingly critical of Israel's...